Hi, my name is Abby, and I'm from Sacred Heart Youth Group in Eureka. So, and today, I would like to talk to you about how, you know, through adoration, I felt God's love again, how he took away the feeling of being unloved. So this started my junior year of high school. It was towards the end, and I had met this boy. He was a year older than I was and went to a different school. We met through a mutual friend, and we started talking, and, you know, we instantly clicked. And it's something that I never really had before. We started talking a lot more, and eventually we started dating. He was different than the other guys I had dated in the past. He wasn't Catholic, so he didn't really know a lot about what boundaries were or what my boundaries were and what they meant to me. I have a purity ring that my mom gave me my freshman year going into high school. And it's something that I really hold true to myself, and he didn't really understand that. So this boy decided to push my boundaries, and I let him, because he told me that he loved me, and I didn't want to hurt somebody who said they loved me so much, because I wanted to feel loved by somebody. So, you know, this went on for a couple weeks, and 3 or 4 weeks after we started dating, I found out that he was cheating on me the whole entire time, that he had a girlfriend, and I was just this backup person. He broke up with me, and I asked him why. And he told me, he said, well, you would never be loved by somebody, so it wouldn't hurt me to hurt you. And I kind of like took that in, and I really let it hurt me. And it, you know, it really put me into this deep and dark place in my life that I really couldn't get out of. It wasn't until one of my really good friends, he's my best friend, and he's in my youth group. It was a couple weeks afterwards, and Steubenville was coming up, and he was like, oh, you should go. And I was like, you know, I'm not really feeling it, but you know, you go and have fun, let me know how it is. He's like, no, you're gonna go. So he signed me up, and I was like, okay, fine. So Saturday night rolled around, and it was time for adoration. And he told me, he was like, you know, you just got to open yourself up. He's like, you can't just, you know, sit there, you know, like you can't let yourself sit in this sadness. So, you know, open yourself up to God when we're in adoration, you know, let him heal you. I said, okay, I'll try it. The minute the lights went out, I was on my knees, and the monstrance walked in, and it was just this overwhelming fear, like, you know, feeling of love. It's like I felt God's arms wrap around me and, you know, tell me that, like, I wasn't unloved, you know, that I'm worthy of being loved by somebody. And that was really hard for me to hear because for so long I thought that I wasn't able to be loved. You know, it wasn't like I was in a room filled with 4,000 people. You know, I was in a room filled with just God and I. You know, God was saying, like, you know, you're loved, I love you, and this guy shouldn't matter. You know, because my youth minister always says, you know, you're made for love, by love, to love. And that was something that I never believed. And then, you know, sitting in adoration, it was like, I was made for love. You know, God created me with this image of love in his mind, and I need to stick true to that. And it didn't matter what some boy said about me or what some boy thought. You know, this is God's love. God loves me more than this boy would ever would. So, you know, since that day, you know, I try to go to adoration as much as I can because it's something that I have, you know, a connection with God. It's somewhere where I feel truly loved by somebody. And, you know, I encourage you, you know, let God love you. You know, go in. If you're unloved, you feel unloved, you know, let God wrap his arms around you. You know, let him tell you that you're loved by somebody because you are. You're not unworthy of love. And God makes that really, really apparent in everything we do. So I just want to, you know, challenge you, you know, open your mind up, open your heart up to God and let him love you like he's supposed to because you were made for love, by love, to love. Thank you.